Well, Martin, no doubting where the match of the weekend again is this weekend. It's involving the reigning champions, Gweedore. They're in Dunfanaghy in Group A.
Aye, that'll be a big one, Tom, for the weekend. I think it'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that game goes, because Michaels have definitely put themselves out there, you know, after last weekend's performance. You know, they're 2-3 that point down after 6 minutes, and then scored 3-7 on the bounce without Ardrah registering a score. So that was a huge turnaround.
In Ardrah as well.
In Ardrah too, which is, you know, it was a great performance from them. Gweedore, I suppose, they kind of stuttered really against Unions as such. You know, like Unions were very impressive, I felt, the whole way through it, you know. And I suppose, in a way, Unions, you know, deserved at least the draw out of it, and possibly maybe the one. They'll probably be a wee bit aggrieved that they didn't get the one out of it. But then again, they you know, down in the last maybe 2 minutes or so, Union or Eamon Doherty made a huge block from a guaranteed score from Oran McGillis. So, you know, looking at it that way, I suppose maybe they were glad to get the point out of it. But, you know, down to this weekend, Gweedore do need to kind of push on from last week, you know. They probably did look like a team last week that were, you know, coming off a long run, which of course they did from their long All-Ireland club run last year, you know. But they've Kieran Gillespie back this weekend, which is a huge plus for them. But the other thing is Oran McFadden Ferry, whether, you know, whether he starts or not, is going to have a big bearing on the game too, you know. But it's going to be a huge game. And I suppose the other thing from all the games last weekend, the Gweedore Unions game was the one game that stood out for having our so-called blanket defences back in action, you know. So it'll be interesting to see, will that be a sign of things to come when these big guns play each other? You know, hopefully not, because people are talking all year about the breath of fresh air of open games and, you know, shootouts between clubs, and it's going great. So that was a kind of a first out of all the games last weekend. I feel it's the only one that really was like that. And even though it was intriguing down to the last, down to the last minute, there's definitely nobody leaving Mahara Gallon before it was over. But it'd be just nice now to see, like, if we can just have, you know, pure football, as they say again, Tom, you know.
Can Gweedore lift it in a week? Because they were flat last week.
I would say they have a lot of hard truths this week. And Gweedore, to be honest, you know, they know their championship's on the line now. A defeat down at the Bridge on Saturday, and that's it, their championship's over. They know themselves, Unions and Michaels, you know, will progress if that happens. I mean, it's still wide open as such, but they had the week to get things right, and I guarantee you Mervyn would have done everything he can this week to make things right as such. I just think hearing Gillespie coming in, you know, would be a huge plus for them. You know, he's the one man that can drive through one or two tackles and open things up, you know, especially if it is going to be a kind of a real, you know, close-knit kind of a defensive possibly game. You know, he's the man who can make the difference for me, you know.
Martin McElhenney missing for St. Michael's, a big blow, I presume?
He's a big blow for them, there's no doubt about that. Because last week over in Ardrah, I have to say, Michaels were very impressive, you know. Conor Anthony, you know, not even playing inside, he was coming deep looking for ball and, you know, looking to make things happen. And you know he's in a good place when he's doing that. Christie was in good form last week as well. Other men even inside, Andrew Kelly, Eddie O'Reilly, Colin McFadden had 2 points, young Colin McFadden. But, you know, I think there's a wee bit of a difference, to be honest, in Michaels this year. You know, they look like they want to push on as such, and they all look extremely fit, and I think they're well organised. So, I mean, Michaels will be quite confident, I think, going into this weekend, whether that's enough or not, Tom.
What do you think?
Well, I just think that, you know, look at it, I just think Gweedore might just nick it. You know, there's going to be very little in it, but I just think maybe the bit of the hard work during the week and that, and the home truths and everything, I think could make the difference for Gweedore, and knowing that they have to win it or their championship's gone. And, you know, Michaels as such have two chances at it. I mean, if they're beaten by Gweedore, they still know a victory at home to St. Union still puts them through. And, you know, maybe when that's in the back of your head, it's not a good thing. Whereas if you had to win, you had to go at it and end the story kind of thing. But Gweedore, I think just for the, you know, I think they should just nick it, you know, if all their big guns play, you know. Mm.
And of course, the other game in Group A is tomorrow afternoon, Sunday. It's St. Johnan's at home to Ardrah in O'Donnell Park.
Yeah, of course, and you know, obviously that's a must-win game if Unions want to you know, going to the last day, having a chance of getting through, like, obviously they know they have to put Ardra to the sword, you know. You know, Ardra started superbly last week at home to Michaels, 2-3 in 6 minutes, and I think probably if anything, they were a wee bit maybe shell-shocked. They weren't sure where to, you know, or how to push from there. They didn't know whether to sit or push or what to do. So, you know, within 5 or 10 minutes, then the whole game changes, and then momentum then just goes against you, and things just didn't work out for them then. And in fairness to Adrian Brennan, like, you know, he lost Declan Gavigan and Joe Melly before the game started. So you add that to CJ and Paddy McGrath, and, you know, you're down 4 starters. So he was under pressure last week. And, you know, and of course, you know, it depends who's going to be back this week too, you know.
And talk to me about St. Junan's.
Well, St. Junan's, I mean, we've seen last week what they could do, you know. You know, they played against the one in the second half, and they were more than impressive, you know. I thought Conor Gull was superb in the middle of the field. Keenan Ward, Morrison in defence, Park, you know, they were all superb, you know. But you do feel that, you know, Junan's obviously should be too strong for Ardra. But Ardra have nothing to lose, and they'll just go for it and see what happens. But you do feel that Unions obviously should be too strong for them, Tom.
Yeah. Moving on to Group B and back to one of this evening's games, and a crazy situation between Niamh Connell and Dunloe, the game in Rosses Park, clashing with the All-Ireland 6:30. What do you make of that?
Doesn't make a lot of sense, Tom, to be honest. I don't really understand maybe what happened then. From what I gather, just as it, the two clubs were kind of, you know, obviously wanted two individual times, two different times, and it was just left in for them to, you know, just to leave it the way it was, which, you know, I think is not ideal for anybody. I mean, supporters, anybody who want to watch the All-Ireland final, and yet you have two clubs playing in a senior championship game. You know, look at it, I still can't see how it shouldn't have been sorted out between the two clubs, but look, it is what it is now, and they have to go with it. But obviously, it's Dunloe that's going to lose out probably with their gate and that, which is their only home gate. And clubs rely on the like of that, Tom, so it's not ideal anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Guido, or Niamh Connell travelling to Guido or to Dunloe and good fettle?
Well, I think so after last week, Tom. You know, in fairness to them, you know, against Killy Beggs, I don't think really that they came out of third gear against Killy Beggs, you know. And probably just about done enough, and, you know, Killy Beggs still will be quite happy. They, you know, there were 6 points behind at the end, but it wasn't a lot away, as I say. And maybe that score difference might make a difference to the likes of Killy Beggs going forward, you know. But, you know, a lot of the boys played well. I thought for Niamh Connell last week, I thought Brendan McDowell was very sharp, had a couple of lovely points at the start of the second half. Big Charlie was a handful, of Charlie McGuinness inside. Leo was inside and coming out and looking to get on the ball. Anthony Thompson felt the first half was excellent. He was making things happen, you know, and getting on the end of scores himself, you know. Owen McGarrigan looked lively, and, you know, he could nearly kill a team in 5 minutes if he gets half a chance, you know. But he's really, really sharp at the minute too. So Niamh Connell, I think, would be quite happy with the way they're going at the moment. Now, for Dunloe, obviously it's difficult for them to lift themselves. They scored 118 last week away at McCool's, which should won any game as such, you know. And obviously the problem was, you know, the defence side of things, you know, they conceded 5 goals, which is obviously too much in the championship, you know. But like that, I mean, I've never seen Dunloe being poor in a championship game at home. So, I know, I mean, somebody says Dunloe were 8-1 to win the game against Niamh Connell, which I think in a one-off game like that is absolutely crazy, because Dunloe were not that bad of a team. And Dunloe at home will definitely put it up to Niamh Connell. It's going to be no runaway. And maybe they might set up defensive or whatever they feel they have to do. And if they do, you know, that's the way they'll have to go at it, you know. But they still have Conor Green inside who can score. If they get the ball to him inside, Adam Neely can hurt teams, you know. But, you know, obviously overall you do see Niamh Connell should be winning the game, but it's not going to be as easy as people make out, Tom.
And Martin, the other game in Group B is probably the deciding game in many ways. That's the meeting of Killy Beggs and McCool's.
Yeah, you definitely have to say that, Tom, you know. And I suppose both teams really will be going into the game probably in different ways as such. Killy Beggs going into it off a defeat. And Niamh Connell last weekend, and McCool's coming in with after a big one against Dunloe. And Killy Beggs will be happy enough probably with their performance against Niamh Connell. You know, they were 7-2 down, maybe midway through the first half. Take it back then to 7-4. and then lost their way for a couple of minutes and went in 9-4 down at half time, and probably then they got a poor start at the second half and the game kind of went away from them at that then, and they took it back then a wee bit near the end, you know. But, you know, I suppose in a way maybe they'd be quite happy getting a home game to McCool's, knowing that, you know, they'll have a home game against Dunloe next week. If they get the victory, they'll be getting quite confident against Dunloe. They're probably, I think maybe they're a wee bit reliant on Hugh McFadden, to be honest. You know, they want him around the middle and then they put him inside, and they nearly want him inside and out, you know, so it's difficult for them, you know. Now, they have a couple of good young forwards there, you know, young Paul Cunningham, who was a handful there the last day against Niamh Connell, as was Michael Geller, who kicked a couple of scores as well. Christopher Moran was going well around the middle of the field. So, look, they'd be quite confident, Skelly Beggs. You know, McCool's too, I suppose, they have the individual performance of the weekend from Marcin Gallen, scored 2-9, and 2-8 of it was from play. So, you know, apart from that, Darren O'Leary and Marty Riley both scoring 1-2. So, you know, McCool's maybe didn't go well in the league. It didn't go according to plan, but they're showing that they're more than just that. I mean, they got the last year's semi-final of the championship, and you know, on good performances, beat Michaels in the quarter-final last year. So they're in a good enough place, and they'll be confident going up to Fintra, you know, come Sunday. I don't know. I think maybe overall, though, I know McCool's making in probably a strong favourites on the back of that performance last week, but I just think Kelly Beggs, you know, will regroup and come at it and be a wee bit confident, and I think Kelly Beggs maybe might just get over the line, Tom, but anything's possible. I'll be honest, anything's possible in this game. It could even end up a draw, but I think just maybe the 1-1 maybe from Kelly Beggs, and I know obviously for the last day for McCool's, they're going to go to Niamh Connell. And if they're defeated on Sunday, they're going to have to try and get something out of the Niamh Connell game then, so it's going to be difficult for them. But I just have a feeling, Tom, that Kelly Beggs could come out on the right side of it.
And moving along to Group C, and we also have a game this afternoon in Group C, Milford at home to Glenfinn. You tipped Glenfinn last weekend. It was one of those predictions that nearly came off.
It nearly did as well, and I suppose if the reality of it is if Kieran Brady stayed on the pitch, I believe they would have won, you know. You know, 5 points up and cruising, and then obviously a man sent off and momentum goes against you again, and Glenn Swally just came right at the right time, and Glenn Swally would be happy to come out of it with a draw, you know. But, you know, Glenn Fuller will still be happy enough for the position. They're going to Milford. They'll be quite happy, you know, see how they get on today, but I believe that, you know, like Milford are going to be a handful. You know, Kane Barrett, big full forward, like is a real handful, and Luke right around the middle. Cahal McGettigan scored 6 points last week and won over four Masters. So this is going to be really one of the big games of the weekend, Tom, you know, and it's going to be a difficult one to call. Glenfinn probably know that they have the last home game then to four Masters. So if they're banking on one in that, I still think they need to get something out of this if they want to make sure of progression, you know. For Milford, it's going to be difficult for them the last day too, going to Glen Swally, so this is a big chance for them. But I think Milford maybe on home territory. I tipped Glenfinn last week, but I think maybe Milford now, on the swing of things on the home territory, could sneak it, you know, Tom.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Glen Swally got out of jail last week. Michael Murphy not for the first time, kicking the equalising point late on. They're at home to four Masters who are really struggling.
They are struggling, but I know from chatting to people, like, four Masters weren't that bad last week, you know, the 4 points in it in the end with Milford, you know, but they didn't do too bad at all, you know, like some of the boys did step up. Barry Dunyan still going strong, like, you know, he's a credit. You know, the likes of Conor McDade they'll be relying on, and Kevin McBurty, but you know, obviously it's a big ask for them to go to Glen Swally, but you know, I think they're in a situation where they have to go at it, and you know, they've nothing to lose going down to Glen Swally and going at it hammer and tongs, and you never know what happens, you know. Obviously Glen Swally at home, they have to be looking for a victory now after their draw last week. You know, Big Neil will be operating around the middle, and Michael Murphy be inside, you know. But Michael now, I know from last week, stayed inside, you know, against Glenfinn the whole time. And, you know, I know somebody did think that he's carrying a bit of a knock. So if he's not 100%, you know, going forward, Glen Swally would struggle, you know. But on his day, he can beat teams on his own, you know. Now, they'll be reliant as well on saving Marley around the middle of the field. They had a big game last week too, you know. But Glenn Swally should be too strong for them, Tom, and that's the reality of it. But like that four massive, I don't think it's going to be just a pushover either, you know.
And finally, going to Group D, and of course, both games in Group D are tomorrow. Termin are in Mallon. A little unlucky to lose last week at home to Bundoran, but that means they have to win this weekend.
They have to win, Tom, yeah. They have to win. It's not going to be easy going to Mallon because, you know, Mallon's first game, obviously, up in Kilcare was a kind of a difficult, it was always going to be a difficult trip for them, you know. So they're probably glad to get out of that out of the way. But, like, they have two home games now. And if they could get past Termin, they're home to Bundoran, knowing that probably if they beat Bundoran that they'll qualify. So it's not going to be easy for Termin. Termin played well last week but didn't get anything out of it. The reliance probably on Enda McCormick. And I suppose the big question is Darren McDade, whether he plays or not, you know. But it's going to be a difficult one down there, Tom, you know.
Mallon very much in transition at the moment, aren't they?
They are, but they just lost out for promotion again to get back into Division 2. So their whole thing, obviously, is when the soccer's finished, to try and get back on track, you know. But, you know, they came strong in Division 3, but just lost out to Convoy. I think it was on the head-to-head rule. So, I mean, they're still at home to Termin, and I'll tell you what, there'll be very little in that as well. But you do probably think that Termin have to get something out of that because, I mean, their last game is away to Kilcare, so they're not going to get anything out of that. You know, I can't see them getting anything out of it unless Kilcare take the foot off the pedal after one of the first two games. But, you know, it's going to be very difficult there for Termin, Tom. But, you know, maybe Termin by 2 to 3 points for me, but I wouldn't be putting a lot of savings on it, as they say.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but you've inadvertently previewed the last game for me because you've said Kilcare win their two games. They're in Bundoran tomorrow.
Absolutely. And look, when I say that, that's no disrespect to Bundoran because I think really Bundoran will be targeting that last game away at Mallon, you know. I mean, I think if they have anybody probably... anybody dodgy with injuries or anything like that, Tom, I can't see them, you know, risking anybody against Kilcare on Sunday. Now, obviously, that's not saying Bundoran won't have a chance. They certainly do because they're a strong team. And, of course, they have Maxi Corn aboard now, which is a great help to any team, you know. But you do think just, you know, with Kilcare and Stephen McBrearty back in the fold now and you know, to join Owen and Lane and Mark McHugh's been superb at the minute too, you know. Young Connor Doherty, Paddy McBrearty flying. I mean, look, they're going to be very difficult to beat no matter what stage of the competition. And we know they're going to be there and thereabouts, you know. So Kilcare will be wanting to put everything to bed this weekend, come down to a last home game against Termin, knowing they've already qualified. And I think that's going to be their big thing. And at the minute, Kilcare are taking no prisoners in any game. They're just putting every team to the sword nearly by half time. And look, I think it'd be a big surprise if Bundoran do get anything out of that on Sunday, Tom. You know?
And tell me, finally, before we go, I suppose Kilcare and Gweedore did start as favourites last weekend. I suppose the reality is after last weekend, all eyes would be on Gweedore, as we mentioned at the outset this weekend, but Kilcare probably out on their own at the moment.
Absolutely, aye. If anything, Gweedore probably slipped down the order a wee bit, but that could be resumed maybe at the weekend if they get the one over Michaels, Tom, you know. But Kilcare are definitely the standout team now at the moment. I mean, you know, they're playing superbly, you know, and rightly so, clear favourites, you know. But like that, you know, I mean, Unions have definitely come into the fold more. I mean, O'Connell would have been the third favourites as such. I mean, they're still getting a howl in their own. If anything, Unions have probably closed in along with Neve Connell on their performance down in Gweedore. So they're definitely back in the mix. I wouldn't be betting against them. But I think all eyes will be on Gweedore this weekend and how they perform you know, this evening down at St. Michael's. If they come out of it with a victory, they're going to take beating as well. And obviously, they'll be wanting to avoid big guns come quarter-final. But they have to get their victory. And Michael's will be quite happy with that, knowing that they have two chances at it this weekend and next weekend down at the bridge. Any one victory will do them, Tom.